We've been talking all day, emailing back and forth, one line at a time, your hands caressing my breasts, my hands unbuckling your pants. I was supposed to be working, but you always have a way of distracting. You're not the first one to walk in and out of my life, but this is different. It's intense, and my body reacts immediately to you. You're traveling, and we've never met. We've exchanged pictures, we've exchanged emails, audio tracks, but never talked on the phone, never taken it any further than that. But today's the day. So after hundreds of emails going back and forth about all the things that I want to do to you, that you want to do to me, we've decided when you fly in, I'm going to pick you up. And we're going to see if reality is as good as make-believe. I've been waiting all day. My stomach in knots. Nerves racking my body. And now here I sit. The airport with a single white daisy in my hair. That way you'll know it's me for sure. It seems like it takes forever for the plane to taxi down the runway. And when it finally does, it takes another eternity for people to start leaving the plane. But at the same time, everything is happening so quickly. It won't be long, and you'll be right here. I keep watching people passing by, couples, old people, children, and then I hear boots stomping, and I wonder, is that him? And the second you turned out of the doorway, my heart stopped. And you were looking right at me. You didn't even look around. It's like you knew exactly where I was going to be. And in that moment, all the fear, the anxiety, the nervousness went away. And it was just you and me. It was as if everyone had disappeared. You rushed over to me, dropped your bag, your coat, grabbed my face, and kissed me. Those lips were so soft. Your tongue darting in and out of my mouth. You just couldn't get close enough. And I understood I felt the same way. My arms wrapping around your neck, pulling you close as I could get. Your smell in my nose, your stubble on my cheek. It was incredible. You were so broad and tall. Your hands. They were so masculine and wide, and seemed like you could get big handfuls of my backside. I couldn't get enough. We were making a scene, so I pushed away slowly and giggled to myself. You chuckled and grabbed your bag and my hand and practically pulled me through the airport. Any faster and you'd been at a dead sprint. We stopped to get your luggage and you were cursing under your breath at the ridiculous amount of time it was taking for it to get through the conveyor belts, and when it finally arrived, you yanked it off the belt and then hesitated. You were gonna have to let go of my hand. It was the sweetest thing. I walked with you. We finally made it to my car. Put your luggage in the back. You turned to me and asked how long it would take to get to my place. So impatient. It was adorable. I told you it was only going to be a few minutes to buckle your seatbelt. It was going to be a bumpy ride. We finally pulled into my driveway. And I thought maybe you were going to jump out before the car stopped. I put it in park and popped the trunk. You were at the door with your luggage before I could even get there. Just the eagerness alone was so sweet. But at the same time, the smolder in your eyes was incredibly sexy. I fumbled with my keys and pure nerves. I knew there was no more cute, romantic kissing going on as soon as we got in the house. Neither one of us was going to be able to stop, and I wasn't sure if I was ready to break the spell. Finally, I opened the door and walked in. And you got nervous all of a sudden. Maybe it was because we were on my turf. Could be. But you looked at me, took my hand, kissed it, and rubbed the scruff your beard across my fingers. It was intimate and gentle. I took your face in my hands and kissed you softly. Our lips perfectly matched. Nibbled a little bit on your lip. I think that's all the nudging you needed. Grabbed hold of the hem of my shirt, yanked it out of my pants. The roughness of the action shocked me. but it was so freeing and just perfect. That's what I liked about you. You were gentle, but had just the right amount of roughness. I toyed with the buttons on your shirt, deliberately dragging out the unbuttoning. You chuckled to yourself because you knew exactly what I was doing. I just wanted to make it last. You only have the first encounter once, and I wanted it to be perfect. You smiled at me, a big, boyish grin, and it was so hot. You were slightly older, just enough. I don't know, maybe not as mature, but I unbuttoned your shirt, pushed it down over your shoulders. They were hard shoulders and broad and strong. Made me feel safe. I hadn't felt safe in a very long time. Just wanted to be close to your chest. So I wrapped my arms around you, pressed my palms to your back, nuzzled my nose into your neck. You smelled incredible. Just so enticing. And my tongue up your neck, the slightest trace of just salty masculinity. There was a low rumble in response. I knew you were feeling it too. My nipples hardened against your chest. And your hand slid up under my shirt to toy with them. You pinched and pulled and rolled my nipples. I couldn't help the soft moans that rolled out of my mouth. I needed to be close to you. Needed your hands on my body, stroking me, holding me, loving me. You pulled my shirt up over my head and looked with appreciation at my breasts. I reached back and unhooked my bra, let it fall to the floor, and there I stood, waiting. You reached out your hands, cupped my breasts, and ran your thumb over my nipples. The sensation was incredible. I was more than ready. I could tell you were too. I reached down and unbuckled your belt, yanked it from your pants, flung it across the room. The shock on your face was perfect. It's exactly what I was looking for. reach down, unbutton my jeans. Use your thumbs to slide them over my hips. They hit the floor, and all that was left was a pair of pale blue panties. They were soft and barely there. But my need was obvious. So I unzipped your pants, let loose the button, shoved them to the floor. And there you stood. A tight pair of boxers, just begging to come loose of them. I couldn't take anymore. I hooked my thumbs in the waistband and rolled them down over here. You sprung free at complete attention, just begging to be appreciated. I'd been thinking about this exact moment all day. I wanted to show you exactly how badly I needed you to feel good. I wrapped my fingers around your hardening shaft, stroked slowly while I watched your face. Your head rocked back, and a deep, guttural moan escaped your lips. There's nothing I love more than watching a big, powerful man come completely unglued. I slowed my pace, drug my thumb across the tip. Oh, there was plenty of pre-cum. You were practically oozing. But I was gonna drag it out a while. I wanted to taste you. To feel you with my tongue. But I needed you to want it really badly. So I decided it was time to take you upstairs. I had a bit of a naughty streak, and I didn't think you fully appreciated it yet. I pulled you up the stairs behind me, your fingers playing over my ass while I climbed each step. I couldn't help but giggle at you. You were like a little kid in a candy store, wanting to get his little hands on everything. Not yet. My bed is a 4-poster canopy. There's no canopy on it right now, just some tulle that hangs from each corner. What you didn't know was that the tulle was there on purpose. It wasn't just there to look pretty. I asked you to lay in the bed and close your eyes. You did. I think you would have done anything I wanted. I pulled at your ankles, spread them wide, tied each ankle to each of the bottom posters of the bed. By this point, you were catching on, and I could see your excitement building. grabbed hold of your right wrist, tied it to the right banister post, crawled across your body on the bed, tied the left while I sat on your chest. You sucked the air in through your teeth, my wetness gliding across your chest as I made my way further down your body. Your cock struck against my pussy. It was almost my undoing, but I needed to do this. I needed to watch you get what you came for. I sat down on the bed between your thighs, nibbled up one side, licked softly across your balls, then nibbled down the other. The moaning coming from your lips was exquisite. It made my body tingle in places I had forgotten about. Nibbled back up the same thigh, taking one of your balls into my mouth and sucking gently before releasing it and nibbling down the other thigh. By this point, your head was rolling back and forth. Your cock was throbbing and jumping. It was a beautiful sight. Finally, I wrapped my fingers around it. Ran my tongue all along the shaft, and then sucked gently, softly, on the tip, letting my tongue bathe it, lapping back and forth across the tip, anxious to catch every drop of pre-cum. Your head lulled back. You let loose primal roar. I couldn't be more pleased. Slowly, inch by inch, I slid that amazing cock into my mouth. Sucking softly on it, my cheeks just caving a little bit, not too much. I don't want you to come too soon. The panting, the moaning, your hips desperate to lift from the bed, but I was in control. One hand firmly on the inside of each thigh, pressing them open, while my thumb stroked up and down that soft place behind your balls. You were completely at my mercy, and I intended to make you feel so good so that you'd never, ever forget. My head bobbed slowly up and down as I let the tip pop out of my mouth over and over again. You were completely restrained and utterly blissful. Just watching your head roll back and forth, groans coming from deep in your chest, made my pussy soaked. I sucked harder, my cheeks completely concave, my tongue stroking up and down as my head bobbed, the tip brushing the back of my throat with every motion, milking you, sucking you, begging the cum to release itself to me. I could feel your body tensing, your balls pulling up close to your body. They were desperate to release. I knew it wouldn't be long. So I sucked just a little harder, bobbed just a little faster, moaning against your cock. You started to gasp, your breathing becoming more and more ragged as I sucked and sucked. Oh, God, it was so good. Finally, you let loose the deep growl and out poured everything I'd worked so hard for. It's perfect. You were spent, panting, gasping for air. You looked down at me, wonder all over your face. Yeah, you won't soon forget that, will you? It was worth it. It was worth every moment.